This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. More than 3 million people have signed a petition urging Governor Polis to change the long prison sentence given to a truck driver this week. The driver got 110 years for losing his brakes and causing a crash that killed four people in Metro Denver 2 years ago. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Rogel Aguilera Mederos was sentenced earlier this week to a term that most people convicted of serious murder charges don't get. The judge said he didn't have much of a choice in the matter, given Colorado's sentencing structure. And some lawmakers and advocates say this is something they will likely take up this legislative session. A spokesman for Polis said on Friday the governor would need to see a formal application for clemency in order to do anything with the trucker's case. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A public funeral for former Broncos player Demaryius Thomas is being held in his home state of Georgia this morning. NFL writer Lindsey Jones used to cover the Broncos for the Denver Post and remembers Thomas well.
He's one of the most accomplished players that this team ever had. Really, why he impacted so many people is because of who he was in the locker room, who he was in the community, who he was in dealings with people like me.
Thomas played with the Broncos for more than 8 seasons and won a Super Bowl in Denver. On Monday, a separate private service will be held in Georgia for his family and Broncos teammates. Well, slightly cooler temperatures for Denver today, highs in the 40s, and it's going to warm up again tomorrow into the upper 50s for the Front Range. This is CPR News.